the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a teacher and four support staffers have been suspended and will most likely be fired after a recent incident with a student at the Barnegat Township Russell O'Brackman Middle School, according to school administrators in a community letter. Police investigated. They don't anticipate any charges being filed, but a special Board of Ed meeting was set for tomorrow at which members will vote on firing all five staffers. It hasn't been confirmed by school officials, but the child involved is reportedly an 8-year-old special needs student who was bound with tape on her wrists, hands, her wrists, ankles, and mouth. News 12 reports the mother is planning to sue. A South Jersey man is prison bound for sexually assaulting two children.
Police launched an investigation in 2023 after two victims told their parents about being assaulted. In November, 58-year-old Henry Papalio of Gloucester City pleaded guilty in Burlington County to two counts of sexual assault of a child younger than 13. He's now been sentenced to 17 years in prison and must serve just over 14 before being eligible for parole. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Another setback for New Jersey commuters that drive into Manhattan. The Trump administration has ordered that the congestion pricing program be stopped as of April 20th. But court documents submitted by the MTA show the federal government and the MTA have agreed to a timeline of legal motions that span several months. And that likely means the April 20th deadline is off the table. Betsy Plum of the Riders Alliance talks about the benefits of congestion pricing.
It's also good for drivers who are getting into New York quicker from New Jersey, Long Island, Westchester, and from the furthest reaches of New York that need to benefit the most from the transit investments that we're about to see.
The MTA has said they don't plan to stop congestion pricing unless there's a court order. A man tried unsuccessfully to cash in $60,000 in gaming chips at a long-closed Atlantic City casino. According to NJ.com, a judge panel ruled against Keith Hawkins. He was trying to get cash for chips that he bought online in 2022 from the Playboy Hotel and Casino that closed nearly four decades ago. The panel ruled that chips were unissued and were previously ordered to be destroyed and therefore ineligible for redemption. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Wind gusts today may reach 40 miles an hour in parts of New Jersey. It's going to be a blustery day. Even though skies go mostly sunny, it's going to be windy and cold. Highs only reaching the lower to mid-40s. Tonight, a widespread freeze is likely away from the immediate coast and city centers. We're looking at upper 20s overnight. Calmer winds tomorrow, still lots of sunshine and still cool temperatures. Highs around 50, lower 50s with a chance of showers on Thursday. New Jersey weather made possible by Lollygon. They can move any column in your basement or garage for less than you think. Call Lollygon 866-LOLLY86. That's 866-LALLY86 or online at lollygon.com.
Right now, Newark 40 degrees. It's 38 in Edison. Mount Holly 39. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.